Mr. President, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers and Head of Delegation, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you, Mr. President, and all members of the Bureau of this session for your election. We wish you success in the accomplishment of this assignment. The delegation of Rwanda commend the Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, for her leadership and commitment in managing the WHO. We further commend the staff of the WHO for their dedication. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the Ebola outbreak highlighted the importance of a resilient system. In Rwanda, strengthening and sustaining our health system is our main priority. Through policy and management change, we aim to promote health equity and reduce poverty. The current health sector strategic plan has identified five priorities, which are achieving the MDGs, improve access to health services, improve quality of health provision, reinforce institutional strengthening, improve quality and quality of human resource for health. A conceptual framework based on the health system's building blocks of the WHO provides an explanation of how the health sector strategic plan has been constructed, with the main assumption of being that various elements together will deliver the stated targets. The framework has been adapted to Rwanda's situation and distinguished four interrelated components. The various programs that provide preventive, promotive, curative, and rehabilitative care, the support systems to allow programs to deliver results, governance, providing leadership and guidance on policy development, coordination, quality control, fundraising, and oversight, as well as monitoring and evaluation. Service delivery of the three components delivered determined by the quality and quantity of services that are provided at the level of the community, the district health services, and the national referral hospitals. Rwanda has organized a decentralized health care system, complying exactly with the administrative organization, following the centralization principles, mainly complementarity and subsidiarity in healthcare delivery. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, although the 1999 genocide against Tutsi that had decimated the population, destroyed the health system, and occasioned gaps in all components of the health system, Rwanda has registered consistent progress and hope to meet most of the health-related MDGs. However, more effort is required to intensify and maintain the current achievement. Allow me to quote His Excellency Paul Kagame, our President, who said, "The MDGs are a floor, not a ceiling. Being on track does not mean that the problem is solved. Far from it. Even in the face of setback, which will always be there, it is useful to see them as opportunities to strengthen institutions and improve service delivery." Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to strongly emphasize the importance of aligning national and international statistics, especially in regards to the evaluation of achieving the MDGs. We believe that country-owned data like the Integrated Household Living Condition Surveys, demographic health surveys, just to name a few, are a reliable source of data which can be used by WHO and other international organizations while ranking countries' achievement vis-a-vis target set. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in terms of health, we know the journey is still long and a lot needs to be done to ensure better governance, management, innovation, and implementation. But Rwanda has a guiding vision, which is a reference to the health sector strategic planning for a health population with strong leadership and high level commitment. We are confident that we shall reach our targets. I thank you.